Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Hymns on Easter Tuesday. Awesome sauce. How cool is that? And you all got to pick them. We're going to be listening to some of your selections and your reasons for selecting them today. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live on this Easter Tuesday afternoon, April the 11th. I'm Pastor Will Whedon, sitting in for Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Again, today's first hour, we'll be playing What's Your Favorite Easter Hymn and Why? And then we'll replay an interview on the apparent contradictions in the Bible on the resurrection with Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, if you want to vote for your favorite Easter hymn, give us a call, 877-623-MYIE, that is 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Post on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or tweet @issuesetc. Listeners with the best votes this hour will receive a recording of 13 Easter season hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. So let's begin with a vote from Travis in Colorado. And I'm actually going to have to read a few of the votes for this particular hymn because there were so many good comments. But Travis writes regarding Awake My Heart with Gladness. This hymn is so beautiful and meaningful, but made so much more so when you know the hymn writer's story of personal tragedy and grief. What a wonderful treasure the church has in this hymn. Jeremiah in Cheyenne, Wyoming goes the same route and says, it's got everything you could possibly want. A move from the despair of Good Friday to the joy of Easter, the defeat of Satan. Our challenge is still here in this life. The victory is won for us, but we don't taste it completely yet. And our unshakable hope that we too share in this victory solely for Jesus' work. Beautiful. Paul in Hudson, Wisconsin adds very much along the same line. Not only does it have beautiful poetry and theological instruction, it sets it apart as one of the top Easter hymns in its own right. But the last two verses, they are just awesome for funerals. So this dual functionality makes it my number one favorite Easter hymn. Thank you guys for your comments, and I agree with them all. And there's a whole bunch more that also like this particular hymn. Let's hear it.
Oh,
That's the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. Now, I got to give you a vote from beyond the grave, because the last time we sang this particular hymn at the International Center when I was a chaplain there, Herb Miller, who has now entered into glory, came up to me after immediately. He was already suffering from brain cancer at the time, but he came up and he said, I just love that verse. He rends death's iron chain. He breaks through sin and pain. He shatters hell's grim thrall. I follow him through all. And I remember thinking, amen, amen, amen. It was such a comfort. We also had votes that were in favor of this hymn from Angela in Alhambra. She says, awake my heart with gladness. Why? Because it's Gerhardt. And verses 5-7 especially remind me that whatever battle in this life I have, the ultimate comfort that Jesus suffered and died for me, and that he is always with me, is mine. And we have a great comment from Wes, writing from Columbus, Ohio. He says, it's my favorite because it beautifully conveys Christ's triumph over sin, death, and the devil. And then John in Des Moines, he was really struggling between At the Lamb's High Feast and this particular hymn, Awake My Heart. He settled on Awake My Heart, though, and says, as he often did, Gerhardt really excels in this one. The beautiful poetry as translated into English by John Kelly is just great. It's hard to beat the richness of the vocabulary and the depth of meaning. I love how it describes how Jesus, our Savior, battled with and defeated our enemies, sin, death, and the devil. It makes the reality of our Easter joy so much more a glorious victory when we understand the fight he won a little bit better. And then also David in Fort Wayne, Indiana, he picks out this hymn and says, it's typical Paul Gerhardt. Since Christ is risen, our hearts rejoice now after gloom and sadness. Satan is routed, gloom is brightened. I'm safe from evil. Sin and death and hell are dealt a death blow. I cling to Christ through faith, for through baptism I am brought to the portal where the crown of life is mine, just as is true for all who confess our Savior's blessed name. And then he adds a prayer, may this gladness be yours this Eastertide. Amen, amen, amen. All right, the next hymn we're going to consider is Dr. Luther's great hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands. This is a hymn that is actually the hymn of the day assigned for the Feast of the Resurrection. And we have a couple votes for this one that I would like to read. Drew in Kearney, Missouri says, my vote is for Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands, because the words lay out the entire message of salvation in a beautiful, understandable way. And the hymn tune is simply magnificent. Couldn't agree more with that. Charles in Missouri writes, Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands. This may be the best hymn in the hymnal. It's got it all. Law and gospel, the person and the work of Christ, the sacrament, vivid poetic imagery, a powerful tune, and it's by Luther.
Thank you.
That's the hymn Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands by Martin Luther. We're playing What's Your Favorite Easter Hymn and Why? I'm Pastor Will Whedon, sitting in today for Todd Wilkin. You can vote for your favorite Easter hymn by giving us a call during the break. 1-877-623-MYIE or 877-623-6943.
How are we supposed to navigate our desires, fears, and longing for purpose when our culture claims that we're just born a certain way and can't help it? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Pastor Christopher Eskett. Learn more about Disordered at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free.
I'm Chaplain Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Congregations work hard to keep the Word of Christ dwelling richly in His disciples now and into eternal life. We work to help and support that effort. Learn more at lcms.org/worship. You'll find resources on the church year, Bible studies on the hymns of the day, audio helps for learning to sing our services, and look for worship planning resources to find the latest from LCMS Worship. That's lcms.org/worship. May the Word of Christ dwell richly in you.
We like our crosses full and our tombs empty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our Savior Lutheran Church in Milford, Illinois is a congregation of broken yet redeemed sinners who gather weekly to receive God's love and mercy. You won't find anything fancy here. We don't worship according to the latest trends. We follow the patterns of worship the church has used for millennia. We don't tell you to become holy like us. We invite you to be a sinner like us. Jesus delivers His forgiveness. That's what you'll find here every week for you. More information at oursaviormilford.com.
Is your child struggling at school? Are you thinking about homeschooling? Would you like help knowing what to teach and how to teach it? The Simply Classical curriculum from Memoria Press provides an enriching, step-by-step classical Christian education for students who have autism, learning or behavioral difficulties, ADHD, and more. You'll find everything you need, including daily lesson plans to guide your way. Learn more at simplyclassical.com. Use LPR23 to save on your order. Simplyclassical.com.
Welcome back. Hey, we had a comment that came in on Martin Luther's hymn. I'd like to read it for you. It's a really great one. Listen to this. It's from Mike in Illinois. He, first of all, says, Blessed Easter to all at Issues, etc. Hey, Blessed Easter to you too, Mike. He says, My vote for favorite Easter hymn goes to Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands. I believe that this hymn penned by Martin Luther is the ultimate Lutheran Easter hymn. If Hymnody's primary purpose is to teach, there is no better Easter theme teaching hymn. With a bold, sturdy tune, it uses vivid images to proclaim how sin, death, and the devil are defeated. Verse 1 confesses Christ as the Easter victor and a member of the Godhead. Verse 2 paints a image of the battle He won for us on the cross. Verse 3 points back to the Passover and describes Christ's role as the true Paschal Lamb, His blood marking our door. Verse 4 portrays the grace and joy bestowed on us by Christ's all-atoning sacrifice. Verse 5 describes the real presence in communion. I'm no theologian, just an average layperson, but as I see it, while other hymns focus on one or two aspects of the Easter story, this hymn provides a complete picture for the reason we celebrate Easter. For me, this makes it a must-sing hymn. That's just absolutely beautiful. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Pastor Will Whedon. It's What's Your Favorite Easter Hymn and Why? Live this Easter Tuesday afternoon, the 11th of April. I would like to move to our next hymn, which is At the Lamb's High Feast I Sing, which is just like one of my all-time favorites too. It's really hard to choose an Easter hymn and just say, this is it, this one's it, because there's so many beautiful ones. And we had great comments on this one too. Gary writes, well, that's a tough one because there's so many, right? What I just said. He says, when it comes down to it, I've got to go with At the Lamb's High Feast. Number one, while each verse is short and therefore restricted, they all carry powerful lyrical imagery. For instance, where the paschal blood is poured, death's dread angel sheathes the sword. Or from verse 6, now no more can death appall, now no more the grave enthrall. You've opened paradise and your saints and you shall rise. Point number two, also, the verses weave powerful scripture allusions into association with Christ's death. There's Israel's passage through the Red Sea, the eating of the manna in the wilderness, etc. Point three, furthermore, this hymn serves as a beautiful Easter Holy Communion hymn, as the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is poured out into our lives through the Eucharistic celebration, gives his sacred blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, Christ the victim, Christ the priest, and praise we Christ whose blood was shed, paschal victim, paschal bread. Point number four, and of course, each verse is heavy with an overwhelming sense of victory in the triumph of Christ's life and ours over death. And finally, point five, each verse brings back to our minds and our very lives the joy of Alleluia, as all sung in a tune which is in itself dynamic, joyful, triumphant. Happy Easter to you all. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Mark in San Antonio votes for the exact same hymn. This is why. In our festival divine service on the resurrection of our Lord, we sing this hymn as a prelude and preparation for the liturgy and reception of the Lord's Supper. This ancient hymn captures and proclaims how the day of resurrection is the Lamb's high feast, with a strong Alleluia to close out each stanza. In the first stanza, we praise our victorious King who has washed us in the tide flowing from his pierced side. In the second, our confession of the Lord's Supper is clear and strong. Stanzas 3 and 4 connect our Lord's redemptive events to the first Passover, because the paschal lamb has shed his blood, death's dread angel must sheath his sword. Stanzas 5 and 6 and 7 proclaim that hell, death, sin, they've been conquered. Christ's open and empty grave means that his saints, newborn souls, in him shall rise. Then God's people at Crown of Life, standing for the final doxological stanza and the ultimate resounding Alleluia. Sanctuary still for a moment, the pitch is given, and then he begins to chant the preface for the service of the sacrament. Beautiful. David up in Troy, Michigan says, hey, it's At the Lamb's High Feast. This is the perfect hymn for Easter, since it describes the work of Christ through history and his ultimate victory over sin, death, and the devil. Love all those comments, and I got to add the Alleluia comment. My little grandson said to me just yesterday, he said, I sure am glad that the Alleluia's back. I wanted to say amen. And there's nothing like all the shouted Alleluia's in this hymn to get that joy into your heart. That's the hymn At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. Today, we are actually studying the hymns of Easter and hearing them and listening to your comments on why your selection is the best one. Hey, and you know what's coming up, don't you? Yeah, Job chapter 19. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Clean conscience is the key to everything. It's the case for Lutheranism.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at the 2023 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The absolute blessed forgiveness of sins gives me a clear conscience before God based upon Christ, not on me. Clear conscience over against the manifold cultural and ideological challenges that hit us from every side. So much of the difficulty that goes on today in the world, so much antagonism is driven by bad consciences trying to argue themselves into believing what their conscience knows is false. Join me in a great lineup of speakers for the Making the Case Conference this year in Chicago. I'll see you all there.
You can meet and hear President Matt Harrison making the case for the Lutheran option at this year's Making the Case Conference, June 16th and 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further into St. Luke's Gospel with the things that are God's, Sadducees and the resurrection, whose son, widow's offering, and destruction of the temple. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
What does the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ have to say about our political debates surrounding transgenderism? Well, in the April issue of the Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Andrew Packer takes up this very discussion, how our Lord's death and resurrection, in fact, has everything to say about the debates surrounding transgenderism. We also talk about the family and the church and how the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ informs our life in all three of these estates. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
The faith, once for all, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You may be one of those pastors who need to be refreshed and refueled because of your parish ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Charles Geeshan.
Concordia Theological Seminary has a wonderful program, not only in continuing education during the summer, but in an advanced study program called the Doctor of Ministry. And it's a very practical program because it focuses on congregational ministry. It incorporates biblical theology with the ministry of the congregation. It's also very accessible for pastors, and it's also affordable. You can major in pastoral care and leadership, teaching and preaching, or mission and culture. And we pray that pastors will take advantage of this program.
Learn more about the Doctorate of Ministry program at ctsfw.edu or by calling 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I'm Pastor Will Whedon, sitting in for Todd Wilkin today. You are linked to Issues Etc. Now, we have about 20 minutes left for you to submit your vote for what's your favorite Easter hymn and why. Our call-in number is 1-877-623-MY-IE. That is 877-623-6943. All right, what are these comments that we got on I Know That My Redeemer Lives? Well, Jeff in Poplar Bluff says, even though it's based on Job 19, Samuel Medley was inspired by doubting Thomas and his coming to faith after seeing the resurrected Christ. What powerful lyrics set to a timeless melody. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. Even as a young child, I can remember getting excited to sing this on Easter, one of my favorite hymns. Linda writes, I know that my Redeemer lives. Reason? Because he lives, we will live too. Carl and Kankakee writes, a classic and comfort as I get older and have so many family and friends entering into eternity. What a joy to see them in the presence of Jesus and to know that my Redeemer lives. Because he lives, I shall live also. Carmen, it was sung at both my parents' funerals and my daughter's, and it's a wonderful reminder of the fact that one day Jesus will return and we will be with him in glory. Dawn in Lakeland, Florida said, when I attended Emmanuel Lutheran School in Bristol, Connecticut, my kindergarten class was taught all the verses of this hymn to sing as part of our graduation ceremony. I've never forgotten the words of this hymn since then, and it's been many years now. It feels like there's a stanza there to comfort and encourage you no matter what stage of life you're in. Paul in Westmont, Illinois said, many Easters with my mom and dad instilled this tune and lyrics into my heart. The title is the inscription in their grave marker, as a witness to Jesus, our Savior. And Jamie in Litchfield, Illinois says, my favorite hymn is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Such a beautiful tune, and the words are so meaningful. As we think about the sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross, I'm certain my Redeemer lives. Kyle in Normal, he writes, I Know That My Redeemer Lives is my favorite Easter hymn, a wonderful gospel message right from the beginning, a proclamation that Jesus' resurrection has the power to silence our fears and wipe away our tears. Beautiful.
He lives, he lives, who are
Sweet joy indeed. That's the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. We're playing your favorite Easter hymns live on this Easter Tuesday. I'm Pastor Will Whedon. We're getting to the next hymn now. Now all the vault of heaven resounds. I have to tell you, the first time I ever heard this tune was at the Lutheran Church of St. Andrew. I was a teenager, and man, it grabbed me. As soon as I heard it, I knew, man, that is the sound of joy and celebration. It's awesome. Well, Melody in Fort Worth says, greetings, gentlemen. My favorite Easter hymn is Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Why I love it is that the melody, there it is so triumphant and victorious. Lasst uns erfreuen. Also, our congregation sings it to the rafters with the joy of being Christians. So heartfelt blessings in the Lord. And Steve, up in Bloomington, Illinois, he agrees. My favorite Easter hymn, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. This hymn signals the victory of Christ over death, hell, and sin by the very words of the hymn as well as by the melody. My favorite part of this hymn is to sing the phrase, Christ has triumphed, he is living. I especially like the way it's phrased. His triumph is in the past on the first Easter. As a result, he is living, present tense. Our opening hymn for this past Easter was this wonderful anthem, and I wish we could open every Easter service with this declaration of Christ's victory. Amazing. We also have on the phone now Cindy from St. Louis.
Hi. I like this hymn because I like the triumph also. I really like those Lutheran hymns that are like warfare hymns. Because Jesus wins.
Amen, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling in. I agree 100%. Let's give it a listen. And that is the Christus Chorus of Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota, with the Easter hymn, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Next, we're moving on to the hymn, This Joyful Easter Tide. Kent in Council Bluff, Iowa says, my favorite Easter hymn this year. We sang it in the 1970s with Concordia Concert Choir in Ann Arbor with Dr. Paul Felber. Good memories. Sandra writes, oh, how I wish I could choose about five favorites. Yeah, right? I mean, this is torture. You just have to select one? Well, she writes, I really wanted it to be a hymn that's filled with alleluias for obvious reasons. However, I'm going to go with LSB 482, This Joyful Easter Tide. It's almost as if the melody and the words of this hymn are chasing away the gloom of Lent. And Jesus is pictured as my love, the lover of souls. The refrain, when sung with gusto, feels as if it is filled with alleluia. And that is the Wells Cathedral Choir with this joyful Eastertide. After the break, we'll play your favorite Easter hymn of the year. I'm Pastor Will Whedon, and this is Issues Etc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
When defending a biblical doctrine or practice, have you ever been accused of not caring for the lost? I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Playing the Mission Card. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jeremy Lamont recounts his slow and sometimes painful path out of Mormonism to the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Many educational institutions are governed by the whims of culture and are increasingly hostile to the Word of God. In contrast, Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, provides classical Lutheran education rooted in God's Word for students preschool through grade 12. Simply put, we equip students to stand firm in the faith through solid education focused on wisdom and virtue. We offer in-person instruction as well as live online classes for remote learning. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
They've met with the pastor week after week. He's taught them our precepts and Christ Jesus to seek. He shared the law of our God, which we strive to keep, the prayers, the creeds, and the sacraments deep. Now these young saints are right to partake in Christ's body and blood, all for his sake. A gift you are seeking to commemorate this? Ad Crucem has just what you won't want to miss. We've got icons, art, ornaments, jewelry, and more. Greeting cards, crucifixes, posters, gifts galore. Your catechized friend will love what you give and treasure the gift all the days that they live.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. This is William Whedon. It's time now to play your favorite Easter hymn this year. Jesus Christ is risen today. Diane, listening in Chicago, wrote, "As my mother lay dying in her hospital bed, I was by her side, singing hymns and reading scripture and praying out loud. And the nurses said she had quite a while to go yet. Within about 10 minutes of the nurses saying that, she opened her eyes really wide and began looking around the room. She had been in a coma for the past 2 days, but I talked to her anyway. She wasn't looking at me, but I kept talking. I asked her who she saw, if she saw her loved ones, angels, or even Jesus. She just kept looking around. And I said, go to them. She just kept looking around and looking. So I sang some more, and I sang, Jesus Christ is risen today. After the last alleluia, the hymn was over, and much to my surprise, she spoke the word alleluia. I stood up because I couldn't believe she had spoken. And at that moment, she passed. So yeah, that's why it's my favorite. That's amazing, Diane. Thank you. Randy says, it reminds me of the joy of the resurrection that I experienced with my family as a child. My dad was studying at Concordia Seminary in Springfield, Illinois, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And by God's grace, I did. 40 years in the public ministry and still serving two small congregations part-time, full-time. The joy that was there down in my heart then still is with me this Eastertide. Nancy in Columbia Falls, Montana says, my favorite Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today, because it says it all for our salvation. Carol in St. Charles, Missouri, this is the hymn I remember hearing every year as a child when the pastors would come in procession up the center aisle of the church. It's not always sung now as the first hymn, but it's always there somewhere on Easter. Marilyn said, I think I'm going with Jesus Christ is risen today. Although there are many great hymns with correct doxology, I believe this one says it all. Written by Charles Wesley for the very first service at the original Wesleyan Chapel. Thank you for your program and love your show. Rosemary says, my all-time favorite is Jesus Christ is risen today. Why? I'll tell you. But first, a little background. I grew up at Trinity First Lutheran in Minneapolis. It could be snowing on Easter or it could be 70. Didn't matter. All the choir sang for all three services, and we all started outside with trumpets blaring and singing, Jesus Christ is risen today. When we sang the hymn, that's when you knew what Easter really was all about. Then the trumpets still playing, we'd walk into the church to see the Easter lily cross filled with handmade lilies slowly becoming lighter and brighter. My dad had made the cross with bright Christmas bulbs, and Mom and all my brothers and sister and I made the lilies. So as you can see, that hymn, being so joyful, it reminds me every time I sing it of three important things in my life: faith in our resurrected Savior, family working together, and a wonderful church that worked hard to make us all appreciate what Easter really means. Kevin in Nebraska, my favorite hymn, which is our congregational's traditional processional hymn on Easter Sunday. It envelops the whole company of believers in heaven and on earth in one voice, proclaiming Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil, which is now ours. Phil in St. Paul, Minnesota, it's a classic hymn that summarizes what Jesus did for us. To quote a family member, brings back a lot of memories. And David in Victoria, Texas says, my favorite Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. It says it all, backed by a powerful tune that's easy to sing loudly and with feeling. That's the London Fox Choir with your favorite Easter hymn for 2023, and I'm just betting 2022 and 2021, etc. Jesus Christ is risen today. Folks, you can listen to hymns like this during the great 50 days of Easter at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, and the LPR mobile app. Up next, an Easter encore with Dr. Peter Scare on apparent contradictions in the Bible on the resurrection. I'm Pastor Will Wheaton for Todd Wilkin. Stay with us.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.